Italian.
You can fix eggs all different kinds of ways. Now, when you put them in water and just...
You call that poaching them, don't you? Poaching them.
Okay, and do you ever fix poached eggs for your breakfast or...
No, my way that... I don't like fried eggs. I like boiled eggs. Now, I fry them for my husband. He likes fried eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you boil them in water, I've seen folks boil them in water for sick folks, you know, this clear water.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that poaching. That's poached eggs.
All right. What kind of meat would you put in beans to give them some flavor while you're cooking them?
Well, I tell you, a lot of folks likes the meat to be old and a little kind of rank. Said makes the beans taste better, they say. Anything, they say, make it taste better.
Well, do you have any idea what part of the hog that piece of meat comes off of that you put in beans and cook with?
Well, you can get a piece off of a ham, or the shoulder, or the millet, or the hog jaw, the hog head out.
Well, is it salty?
Yes, ma'am, it's salty.
All right. What kind of hog meat has just got... just mostly fat?
Well, that leaves fat inside of a hog. It's just pure fat. Ain't no lean nowhere about it.
Well, and what do you use that for?
Well, you stew it up and make lard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Stew it up and make lard. That's what you do.
Well, what about meat that comes off the hog that's just got a little bit of lean in it?
Well, just got a little bit of the lean in it now. Well, the ham has, the middlings that's got a little bit of lean in it, the side meat. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do with the middlings?
Well, you boil with it. That's what you say, the middlings to boil with.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled collards, cotton, beans, first one thing, anything you want to boil, that middling meat. Call that, they call it side meat, and some folks call it fat bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, what is the hard outer covering, like on a piece of bacon, you know, like bacon that you slice up yourself, it's got that hard outer covering on it.
Let's see now, I don't know what that is.
Call it the rind or just the skin or?
Yeah. Well, sometimes a side meat has got a piece of lean in it, you know, and it dries out and gets hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it do, dries out and get hard and salty. Whew. Be so soft when you salt it down.
All right, when you're cooking bacon, when you're cooking breakfast, most of the time you have eggs, and what kind of meat do you usually cook?
Bacon.
Bacon,
all
yes,
right. Yes.
And then,
and sometimes you can cook ham, just anything you want.
And how about, the hog trimmings that are ground up and spiced and shaped and cooked for sausage
meat, too? You cut part of the middling off and make sausage. The hog head, part of the hog head, that fat and streaky, you know, and part of the hog jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And take it and grind it up and make sausage.
Well,
and then you can make the sausage out of some of the tenderloin. But I always like the tenderloin, you know, to save the fry.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Who is the person that at the grocery store that cuts all your meats for you?
The name of him?
Mm-hmm. He don't do nothing but cut meat.
Let me see now. What is his name? I just don't know his name. But Mr. Jim Brown, let me see. What is his name?